Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Being a guy has a lot of upsides. Like, we get to pee standing up, and we get all these giant muscles. But there's also some downsides to being a guy, like going bald early and the fact that it's hard to find spaces to talk about our issues. Most guys don't really talk about what's bothering them. They just talk about their hobbies, like video games or sports. I know my friend group is guilty of that. All we ever talk about is gaming, basically. That's why I'm an advocate of BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you can find a therapist suited to your needs and your schedule to talk about whatever is bothering you in life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/r/ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code r/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code r/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to r/ Off My Chest, where OP is expected to marry her dead sister's husband. Our next Reddit post is from Positive Mirror. 4 months ago, my 27-year-old sister passed away and left behind her children. Collectively, we've done our part as a family to help them regain normalcy the best we can. We've been by their side every step of the way in dealing with her absence and their grief. I'm a 23-year-old woman, and lately, I've started to remove myself away from anything that has to do with her husband, Randy, who's 30. Due to comments he makes sometimes that are inappropriate, but usually on the lines of how I look exactly like my sister. I still make every effort to manage the kids to the best of my ability, and I still have them on my days regardless. The bombshell was dropped a few days ago, and my sister's clothes were strewn all over, along with her wedding dress, while my mother, my other sister, Randy, and his brother sat around. According to them, my deceased sister's kids require a mother, and her husband requires a wife. And since I'm an identical copy to my sister, I'm the one to fulfill those roles. Like, what the actual F? I'm fully aware that grief can cause individuals to say weird things and act oddly at times, but this is something entirely different. The most dreadful aspect for me was they had already taken away my sister's photos and begun preparing for our wedding. I am very lucky because Randy's mother and father have not only selflessly taken me in, but also their grandchildren. Randy's mother is adamantly against this nonsense and feels that we're not safe around them, which I strongly agree with. I'm fortunate to have an opportunity to work elsewhere, but I can't imagine leaving my nephews behind in this mess. Yo, this story is biblical. Is it the Bible, I want to say, where, like, you're supposed to marry? How does it go? I think in the Bible it says that if your brother dies, you're supposed to marry their wives. Is that right? So this is, if your sister dies, you have to marry their husband? Kind of the same thing. I don't know, man. This is weird. All right, down in the comments, we have an equally creepy story. Man, this one might even be worse, from Commercial Net. Your life could become my mother's. Please leave. My family is Indo-Caribbean. This happened 70 years ago, but I've heard that it still happens today. My mom's sister died giving birth to her 4th child. My mom was forced to marry her brother-in-law when she was 15 and he was 30. This was legal back then. Her parents didn't want anyone else raising her sister's kids. They said, the kids need a mother and he needs a wife. By the age of 22, my mom was raising 10 kids, six of which were her own, with a man that she hated. It was pure hell. He beat her every day because she wasn't her sister. My mom tried to run away, but was always forced to return. The happiest day of my mom's life was when he died suddenly. She was finally free. Mom never married again and remained a happy widow. Take the job that you were offered. Your nephews will be fine. They have their grandparents. Find someone you love. Our next Reddit post is from Fluid Rizmaster. I found out that my daughter has been sleeping with my friend who she's known since she was 7. I'm a 43-year-old woman, and I have a 22-year-old daughter, Liv. My good friend Adam, who's 42, has known my daughter since she was 7. He would even babysit her for me and my husband. My husband is just as much disgusted and outraged as I am. I found out 3 weeks ago when my daughter hosted a party to celebrate her birthday. She said that she wanted to do one day with her friends and then the next day with her family. She even took it upon herself to invite Adam, which confused me because I didn't give her his contact information. I noticed they were awfully close with each other, and it made me even more uncomfortable. The final straw was when I saw him caress the back of his shoulder, and then I confronted her in private about this. She said that her and Adam had been seeing each other for about 6 months. I was extremely angry and reminded her that she had known this man since she was a child. She went on to say that she was an adult and she could make her own decisions. I stormed out and cussed out Adam for even thinking this was right. He fired back, saying that she was capable of deciding what she wants. My husband got into the argument, which almost caused a fight to break out. My husband and I left feeling ashamed of what had happened. It's now been 3 weeks, and my daughter is refusing to speak to me. I will not forgive Adam, because I feel as if I don't truly know how long they've been messing around. For all I know, she may have lied about the 6 months, and they could have had this going on since she was underage. The thought of it makes my stomach turn, because if it's true, why didn't I notice? Everything was fine before I found this out, and my daughter was a very well-behaved child. I would never have imagined this. I feel as if I'm a bad mother, because what if there were signs that she and him were involved while she was still a teenager? I don't know what to do or how to move forward from this. Our next Reddit post is from Manufacture Cookie. I dated my ex for 2 years. The worst 2 years of my life. There were some good times, times when he was smart, funny, and even kind. He was charming and courteous to everyone around us. He was friends with pretty much everyone. But he would hit me when he got angry, drunk, or just had a bad day and needed someone to take it out on. Our friends think that I'm a klutz who kept tripping and falling, or bumping into doors, or falling off my bike. That's what I told them, and they believed me. He gaslit me to make me doubt my own sanity. He called me fat and pushed me to diet to the point of a borderline eating disorder. Even so, I loved him. I wanted to leave, but every time I brought it up, he'd have some excuse. He'd beg for my forgiveness, promise to get therapy, give up drinking, pretty much told me what I wanted to hear. He promised to change, but never did. Last month, I told him I was leaving, and he told me that he'd be so sad that he'd unalive himself. I fell for it and stayed. Last week, after he beat me up particularly bad, I tried to leave and he said the same thing. I thought that he was bluffing. I really did. He never made an attempt before, never self-harmed. He always seemed to like himself too much to do anything like that. So I left. I just packed my stuff and went to a motel. Yesterday, after a week of not showing up for his shift, his job contacted the police, who conducted a welfare check. He didn't answer the door, so they contacted his mom, who told them she hadn't seen them. She let them into the apartment using her spare key, and they found that he had hanged himself from the ceiling fan in our bedroom. His mom is devastated. Our mutual friends are too. They never knew what he did to me. They thought that he was a good man. I don't have the heart to tell them. I expected to feel something when I heard the news, but I just didn't. I feel kinda empty, but I'm not sad. I feel like a monster. He may have hurt me, but he was still human, and shouldn't I feel sad about the death of a fellow human? I don't know, I guess I just needed to tell someone about this. I can't tell anyone. I'm the one who caused his death. I basically murdered him, and I don't feel anything. Is this what it means to be a psychopath? I don't know. Well, one thing is super clear, OP. You did not kill this guy. You can't ever really force another adult to kill themselves unless you're like, I don't know, Jigsaw, and you create some crazy labyrinth of puzzle trap death machines. Then I guess you could do it. But nah, you didn't force this. This guy did this, by the sound of it, to punish you, which is bonkers. Our next Reddit post is from Deleted. My girlfriend had pity intercourse with someone and thinks that it's not cheating. Yes, we are in a relationship. I've known her since middle school and we've been dating ever since. We were both virgins before that. Recently, she told me that she passionately hugged someone out of pity while we were in a relationship. When I confronted her, she said that it doesn't count as cheating because she didn't love him and she just wanted to help. But why the F did this happen out of the blue? After I showed her how sad I was, she was very shocked and said that she didn't know that it would break my heart like that, but I genuinely don't know how to feel. She's extremely kind and beautiful, but sometimes very dumb. Her mother also knows it and tells me that she sometimes acts like a kid. But still, how can you not know that sleeping with someone else is cheating? Specifically, the fact that the guy was way too old and he could have hurt her. She says that she's sorry, that she didn't know and all, and I want to forgive her because I just don't know what to do without her. I want to marry her someday, our families know each other, and I know that she was just a little dumb, but I feel like my heart is way too broken. I don't know what to do. This past week, I was fully numb, and I didn't say anything to anyone. I wanted to vent here. Okay, so either she's just a run-of-the-mill cheater who has a BS excuse about, oh, I'm just dumb and I was doing her a favor. Or this woman is literally this stupid that she doesn't realize that this is cheating. Either way, why would you want to be with her? Down in the comments, we have some clarifying information. Someone asks, sorry, I'm confused. What exactly did she take pity of? Like, what part of her deciding to have intercourse with someone else wasn't cheating, but just something to do because she felt sorry? OP replies, the man was a virgin creep, and ultra thirsty, and ultra old. She thought that she would be doing something good by this without thinking of what it would do to my heart. Alright, hold on. Whoa. This story just got way more complicated. Down in the comments, even farther down, someone says, is there a chance that she was tricked or coerced? Is she just stupid and thoughtless? Or does she have like mental development issues? And OP replies, I think she has mental development issues. Her parents take care of her 24/7. Yo, how did this guy write this post and not include that information? That completely changes the situation and the dynamic. Then this girl was clearly manipulated slash coerced into doing this. And how does OP not even know the situation with her if he's been dating her since high school? He doesn't know if she's developmentally disabled, but he does know that she's taken care of by her parents? What? Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway Calm in Crisis. I'm a 26-year-old woman, and I was served with divorce papers by my husband, who's 27, a month ago. I read them over and asked why. He told me that he was in love with someone else, his coworker, and he wanted to marry her. I said, okay, and began the process of moving out. I own a rental property that operates like an Airbnb vacation home, and I began the process of moving there. I took all my things, including things that I paid for by myself, like our gaming consoles. I also spoke to one of my colleagues, a 38-year-old guy, about having him represent me. I'm a clerk at a law firm, and he's agreed, so we're moving forward to prepare for the divorce. My husband contacted me a couple of weeks ago, angry that I had taken all my things and moved out. He was even more angry that I didn't have any emotional response and didn't fight for him. I explained that there was no use throwing a tantrum about divorce and that I take time to process things. He dismissed me as being cold and unfeeling and said some hurtful things about me, including insulting my appearance, the way I dress, and my hobbies. I took screenshots of the messages and sent them to my lawyer. We had our first hearing a few days ago, and my soon-to-be ex-husband decided to represent himself. After the hearing, he flipped out on me again and demanded to know why I'd become my colleague's client. I told my husband that I believed my colleague would fight for me and I trusted him. My soon-to-be ex was very upset and demanded to know why I'd chosen an attractive male to represent me. And he asked me if I was cheating on him with my attorney. I told him that I wasn't sleeping with my colleague, and that it was kind of insulting to accuse me of sleeping with somebody else when he was leaving me for one of his coworkers. He called me a fat whore. I'm chubby, but at a healthy weight. And he said that I was probably paying for my attorney with passionate hugging. I feel really upset, and I needed to get this off my chest. I'm glad I followed through with divorcing him, even though he seems to have somewhat changed his mind about leaving me. Yeah, one pattern I definitely noticed from reading these stories is that cheaters seem to think that everyone else around them is also cheating. So don't worry about it, OP. This is just good old-fashioned projection. Maybe the reason why OP didn't have much of a reaction about the divorce is because this husband is a douchebag and she's better off without him. Our next Reddit post is from Unusual Proof. For context on this next story, OP is 28 and her boyfriend is 32. They've been together for 7 years. 2 days ago, my boyfriend proposed to me at a McDonald's nearby our house. Okay. He got on his knees in the middle of us eating and asked if I wanted to marry him with a silver ring. Some people were looking at me with happy faces, and others had looks of pity and disgust. That's how I felt at that moment. I didn't say anything. I literally just sobbed and nodded my head because I didn't want to embarrass him. There are two reasons why I'm mad at this proposal. We don't talk about him proposing every day, but we probably talk about it like twice a month, with him usually bringing it up. I told him that I wanted my mom, dad, and sister to be there if possible, and for it to be in a romantic setting. Second, I hate silver jewelry. I'm a gold girl, and he knows it. I told him I would never want a silver ring, and if he does buy me any jewelry, it's gold. I feel like if you're asking someone to spend their life with you, then it should be more thought out and planned. I don't think that this is the type of person I want to marry, but I don't know. I've been trying to convince myself since yesterday that maybe I hyped up the proposal in my head too much. I think anything other than what he did would have been better. Opie, honestly, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like he wants you to break up with him, so he intentionally gave you the worst conceivable proposal he could possibly imagine. I guess because he doesn't want to be the one who breaks up, he doesn't want to be the bad guy, so he's going to force you to do it, and then he can be like, man, I proposed to her and she dumped me. What a B-word. That's literally the only explanation I can come up with that makes any kind of sense. That was r/offmychest, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.